slash more secure in our election system, or do you think it has resulted in chaos? Which is it?
Kevin, I'm telling you, we knew it was going to be a disaster when they passed it, you know, in the wee hours of the night, and you know, and it proved true. We did not have enough time to get that system up and running, and we heard it from our Secretary of State at the time. I'll go back to just one point. I think in the primary, she was given about $3.2 million. $4 million. I think she was given $4 million to not only get the ballots processed and delivered out to everybody, but to advertise, to educate, to let everybody know what was going on. I think for the general, she had about $3.2 million. So she had fewer dollars, and she had a much larger number of people to mail to. So, yeah, I think... You know, you can tell it was going to be a disaster. I think that it really could have been better. I don't know if it made it any safer. She and everybody that we had talked to said that they were ready to provide us without a mail-in ballot the experience that the normal voter would have had at the polling places would have been as safe as possible. As we encountered, many of us went in person and voted, and I felt just as safe doing it in person as I would have mailing it in.
Wow. Scott, always good. Are you cooking? Are you cooking on Thursday, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The wife and I, we got all our kids back. This will be the first time in 2 years, I think, that we've had everybody home. So it's good. It'll be a nice family gathering.
Very good, very good. Scott, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You too. You have a great Thanksgiving, and everybody there at your studio.
Hey, and by the way, make sure you get plenty of pie. Got to have pie. Gotta have pie. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
There you go. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Andy Matthews. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk to you about your thoughts on what you heard from the governor yesterday. I've got highlights from the speech, all of the salient points, holding our kids hostage relative to opening schools, all kinds of really, really good stuff. We'll have that for you coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A quick check of the traffic cams right now, and it's kind of a mess right now. We've got very slow flows on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Stephanie, 215 eastbound at Eastern. There's a crash there as you make your way from the 515 south and transition over to the 215 west at Gibson. There's only one lane available there, so that's causing some backups in a couple of different areas. Also look for some congestion at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and some slow flows there on the 15 as well, northbound at Hacienda, and delays 15 north at Cheyenne.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders hung tough against the Chiefs, but they could not come up with the season series sweep. They lose on Sunday Night Football 35-31. That ends a three-game winning streak for the Raiders. Derek Carr was 23 of 31, 275 yards, and three touchdowns. He threw a touchdown pass with a little bit more than a minute and a half to go. Raiders took the lead, but the defense could not stop the Chiefs at that point as they then went and drove down the field. Patrick Mahomes hitting Travis Kelce for the game-winning touchdown, and the Raiders end up losing. They will visit the Falcons coming up next Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Shop incredible Macy's Black Friday specials right now while supplies last and get the holiday's hottest deals before they're gone. Like cozy sweaters, just $39.99. Refresh the bedrooms in your home with 65% off Charter Club Damask and Damask Designs sheets and bedding. Then cozy up with matching pajama sets for the family, only $19.99 and under, right now at Macy's. Plus, buy online and get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Great news, beauty lovers. Black Friday is starting earlier than ever at Ulta Beauty. Beginning Sunday, November 22nd, enjoy hundreds of Black Friday deals available all week long, like 50% off the hottest products from Bare Minerals, Living Proof, and more. Or get 40% off eyeshadow palettes from Juvia's Place and Makeup Revolution. And we've made shopping easier, too. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Andy Matthews at the top of the hour, newly elected assemblyman from District 37. What he is going to face in Carson City being in the minority, what will that mean? We'll talk with him about that. And we'll also talk to him about the statewide election system that is still being contested, believe it or not. Yeah, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Andy Matthews coming up at the top of the hour. One of the things I wanted you to hear, though, and I hated the idea that the governor is trying to hold our kids hostage. I talked about a Faustian bargain. And simply put, he's trying to hold our kids hostage and saying, if you wear your masks, if you do social distancing, if you don't have more than six people at your Thanksgiving feast, then I'll let the kids go. And we'll reopen the schools. That's essentially what he was saying. He tried to use our kids in bargaining for compliance. Let's go to cut three real quick. This was the governor yesterday afternoon with his speech, his new restrictions, his pause, three-week pause. Here is the governor from yesterday.
The very first emergency directive I issued after declaring a state of emergency back in March was to temporarily close schools. At that time, none of us could have imagined that we would have some children in our state who had not set foot in a school building for more than 8 months. Since I made the difficult decision to close schools and their buildings, we have seen our infection rates and risk factors increase and decrease in response to actions taken. That includes actions that government has taken in regards to testing, to issuing stay-at-home orders, closures, and the gradual reopening of our economy. But it also includes actions that have taken as individuals in response to whether or not all of us are doing everything we can to keep our neighbors and our families safe, whether we wear our masks and refrain from taking unnecessary risks. Let's be honest. Our casinos, hotels, restaurants, and bars are open with strict restrictions so that we can protect our economy. Meanwhile, the majority of our school buildings across our state are closed, and our kids are suffering as a result. Our education system and our economy are not mutually exclusive. They are tied together. As long as school buildings are closed, our economy cannot be fully open. Mom and dad can't go to work if they have children learning from home who need supervision. We must reprioritize keeping our kids in the classroom. or getting them there. Throughout this crisis, we have been talking about protecting our vulnerable populations. While children are not as physically vulnerable to COVID-19 as elderly or medically at risk, that certainly doesn't mean they are immune to its effects. They too are vulnerable in this pandemic, and they desperately need all of our support. As I said, we have students who have not been inside of a school building in over 8 months. And while we're doing everything we can to provide community support for some children, that could mean that they have not had access to reliable food, to safe shelter, or to caring adults who can intervene immediately if something isn't right in over the last 8 months. We've talked about wearing masks to protect our elderly, our parents, and our grandparents. And we've talked about staying home so we can keep our economy open. Today, I'm asking you not only to follow through with these tougher restrictions during the statewide pause for the vulnerable and our economy, but to do it because our children deserve our support. We have seen more deaths by suicide among students this fall than in years prior. And it breaks my heart to share that victims have included students as young as 8 years old. We are in a pandemic, which caused an economic crisis, which has created a mental health crisis. And getting children back into school buildings is a key way that we can ensure that they are getting the education and support that they desperately need and they deserve. That's why we must do everything we can to help prevent the spread. That's part of why I am putting Nevada in a 3-week statewide pause with restrictions I just spoke about.
That was reprehensible. The governor should be ashamed of himself for trying to link our behavior as adults and the closing down of our schools and keeping our kids out of brick-and-mortar schools for 8 months. That is reprehensible. And this governor has totally been an embarrassment. I mean, he really has. I mean, it's nothing short of bizarre. Tell you what, let's get to some calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, hi. Hope you're in good health.
I'm in good health.
That's great. Did you hear the breaking news just in the last 20 minutes? Trump has ordered the GSA, to transition all information to Biden.
Yeah,
sounds like he's giving up.
You got to read the rest of the tweet. The rest of the tweet says, "I'm confident that we're going to win." Blah 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 blah.
Well, you know that's a bunch of you know what.
But you know what though? He is being gracious. And that's good. That was one of the least nasty tweets I think we've seen from the president in about four years.
He was forced into it. He was just being gracious. When has he ever been gracious? Come on. He was forced into it because he knows it's over. That's beside. But finally, I want to say for Thanksgiving, I hope you do have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Carl.
And I'm going to do something that I never did before. I have an associate who's a very right-wing Republican. And I was going to invite him to dinner Thanksgiving, but then I'd have one turkey too many.
Oh, so. Hey, okay. Carl, thank you, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend. There you go. You got to like that. He's a sweetheart. Clinical Carl. He's been with us for, 5 years? More? Yeah. He's been with us. Stay where you are. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more from the governor. And by the way, this hour brought to you by our friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? Now, if you don't want to waste hours sifting through mind-boggling Medicare plans, let Steve and Amy do it for you. And they'll do it for free. It won't cost you a dime. You can sit around and enjoy all the football games over the Thanksgiving holiday, and they'll do the work for you. Yeah. Do it. If you don't want to waste hours sifting through these Medicare plans, and there are a bunch of new ones, even if you've had a Medicare plan for a week or I'm sorry, for a year or 5 years, this would be a great opportunity. Let Steve and Amy do it for you, and they'll do it for free. Call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. My friend Steve and Amy Miller, hope they have a really nice Thanksgiving. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been talking a lot about the governor. And by the way, before we get to the governor, I just want to congratulate Heidi Harris for making the successful switch from morning drive to midday, 9 till noon. She was absolutely brilliant this morning, and not just because she had the wisdom to have me on her show, because she does that, you know, a couple of three times a week. But it was so much fun, and just listening to her, I could tell she was like really genuinely excited to be sleeping in 3 hours a day. I thought it was great. And her show sounded phenomenal today. So congratulations to Heidi Harris. She'll be on tomorrow, 9 till noon. 9 till noon right here on AM 670 KMCQ. I want to get back to the governor just real quick. You had to know that in a major speech like this, there would be at least one opportunity to take a not-so-subtle swipe at the President of the United States. Listen to this during his Q&A. This is cut two.
To follow up on some earlier questions, how do you feel the federal government's response thus far has helped or hampered your efforts and the efforts of our local public health authorities to contain COVID-19?
Well, the lack of a national plan has been devastating to all of the states. And all of the governors have basically been left on their own to deal with this situation, to procure PPE, to come up with a policy, to come up with restrictions as it relates to healthcare. Or if something as simple as the encouraging of wearing of a mask would have happened nationally months ago, we would be in a lot better position than we are right now. But we're not. I mean, the reality is we're not in that position. And I'm hopeful that a new policy will come forward in the distribution and the use of the vaccines that are beginning to be made available so that we can get them distributed in a fair manner to all of the states and to all of the people that need it in the most expeditious manner possible. And that needs to be done on a national basis. You cannot have every state fighting with every other state in order to try to procure these things. We need to have a national plan in place, and it's my hope that we do that.
Well, the fact is that no state has not gotten what they wanted, whether it's PPE, whether it's ventilators, whether it's hospital beds. I mean, they built, what, a $4,000, a 2,000-bed hospital at the, you know, at the Javits Center. And they did it in what'd they do it in? 4 days? FEMA and the Corps of Engineers, they built a hospital in 4 days. It's just that's just amazing to me. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
That license 489-447-1642.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Uh-oh.
You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out. We're still trying to figure out this whole thing of the governor's address yesterday afternoon and the new restrictions and the 3-week pause. You know, we've been talking about a vaccine. The governor did have some positive things to say. He said the vaccine could be the light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel. Listen to this.
These vaccines are talking about potentially some of them coming out next month and into the first quarter of next year. As I said in my remarks, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. We're closer to the end than we are to the beginning. And that's what should give us some hope. And this is the time that you need everybody to just reach down, and I know we've asked a lot, and I'm asking more. This is the right thing to do, and I'm asking everybody to please participate, do what's best for you and your families.
What if best for my family is inviting our next door neighbors and their 3 kids, along with my 3 kids? Oh, I'm sorry, that'd be more than 6. Oh my God. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And by the way, somebody, I'll bet you they'll have something to say about this, is my buddy Andy Matthews, newly elected assemblyman from District 37, because he just fought through this highly flawed election system. This was an embarrassment, what happened in the state of Nevada and what happened around the country. And it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. But I'll bet you'll have something to say about that. I'll bet you'll have something to say about the speech by the governor and the new restrictions. Hang on, because, I'll do it during the news. I got to make reservations for my local bar and grill, so a party of one. Wall? Yeah. I got to make a reservation. It's just so bizarre. This governor has absolutely no clue whatsoever. Did he even talk with bar owners or restaurant owners? It appears that he didn't. Stupid things that he's coming up with that make absolutely no sense at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Andy Matthews will join us next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year.